What is going? I mean, they really don't fucking know what happened to that thing, though, right?
Yeah, it's just is not around anymore.
But didn't they say like it fucking like one of the things got switched off or something at some point? Yeah. Like they know that something got switched off.
Yeah, it sounds like the pilot or co-pilot may have hijacked the airplane because they. Like the last known satellite communication from the airplane, it was heading in a fucking different direction and was just, they just turned off their, like, I'm gonna talk to you now shit. And the last communication they had from it was like satellite communication, thousands of miles off course, like 5 hours after the
no
last.
Shit. Yeah. Wow.
The things that I've read that seemed to me to be reasonable, was maybe like a pilot suicide type of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, like the guy was just like, fuck it, we're flying until we run out of gas, you know, and just...
This is, like, the worst stories, because I don't like flying as it is, and it's just like, yeah, the whole plane's just gone. I'd be like, motherfucker, are you serious?
It's like some Lost shit. Like, it's like, the plane just is gone. And people, and the funny thing is, like, people on the intertubes are like, how could you lose an airplane? It's like, wait, did you say that out loud? How could you lose an airplane over the ocean?
It's like the whole ocean. Like a fucking ocean is, I don't know, 3/4 of the entire world.
Right. I just want to tell those people, like, have you ever lost your keys in your house?
Like, exactly.
When you compare the size of your keys to the size of your house, I don't care if you fucking live in the Playboy mansion. You're still not in the same realm of comparison.
No shit. No shit. Know? Even if you know what room your fucking keys were
right.
in.
Right. People are like, I can't believe they would lose an airplane. How could you just lose an airplane? It's like, well, because it just flies around in the sky over the ocean. And if they turn off the here I am beeper.
Yeah. Then you have, I don't know, the whole ocean to look
right.
at.
It's just like, I think, and it goes, you know, plus it's like, well, yeah, but it's got to be. So it's like fucking airplanes go like 600 miles an hour. Like they can be, they can, if they just change direction and they go 600 miles an hour, it could be anywhere. Like it could be fucking anywhere.
Have you seen that movie with with the volleyball and the guy from Splash?
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, the guy, like, from
Splash. I love that's how you refer to Tom Hanks.
That's how I know him. I don't even know his name. I can't even think of his name.
Like, this is a guy who's been in, like,
what is his name? Tom Hanks is his name.
That's so funny. The guy from Splash.
It's the guy from Splash.
Yeah, everybody out there is like, they're actually really fortunate that they crashed with like a whole beach volleyball team, because now they each have their own volleyball.
I'll tell you what, that'd be a great way to crash.
Right? You're like wake up on the beach in like some tropical paradise. Like, this is kind of a win-win for me, actually.
This is really, I'm not going to make some real hard attempts to get home here.
Right. Although, like, with my luck, they would just look at me as the fucking food larder.
You're the ball.
Right. Like,